Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Levi McCurdy, and this is the What Are We Doing podcast. And this is what I'm not even doing the intro right. It's what episode is it? It's episode 58.
And now I'm feeling stupid, falling back to you.
Wrong button, was saving that for later, but there's a preview of the new button. You love the new button? You know what I mean? It's episode 58. And my intro is not working on my Elgato because I moved the file. Yes, dude. Okay, here we go. We've got technical difficulties. Because why? Because it's, you know, It's crazy to think that this podcast would have so many technical difficulties, and it does, and I hate it, and it's annoying. Here we go. Can we get it back? Can we get it back live on the podcast? Here we go. Okay, and... This is the What Are We Doing podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Twitch banned gambling. Gambling, for the most part, is now banned on Twitch.com. You can still do sports betting. You can still do things like DraftKings and other legal. Notice I said legal. You can do other things like sports betting on the legal gambling website. So things like stake.com and Rubet, illegal, dude. Can't do it anymore on Twitch. Okay. Like Stake, Rubet, and a few others. There's a list. Twitch announced a list. And it's hurting a lot of people. Twitch is up and the community's fired up. Okay. Listen, community's fire up. And some of these people, dude, they were getting paid. They were getting paid $5 million a month. They were getting $5 million a month just to gamble on Twitch and stream what they're doing on Stake on Twitch. Okay. And I think Drake was getting what? Drake was getting 3 million. I think Drake was getting like 3 million per Instagram post. Like he's bored. He just posted the other day. He's bored at Caesar's Palace because he can't get on. He's at stake.com. He wants to use stake.com. And I don't understand why. Because like the Nelk boys are famous for this. I think there's like this kid named Nitrous on Twitch, Aiden Ross, a bunch of other people, right? And these people, they're gambling with what? What are they even gambling with? They're gambling with fake, untraceable cryptocurrency, okay? Millions of dollars at a time. Like the monthly, and for each post, they're getting paid millions of dollars by these Stake people. And then, of course, they're giving it out to like their fans. There's Twitch employees in the chat that they're giving this free money to, allegedly. I don't know. And what's supposed to happen, right, is that the kids, the audience of these people, people like me, who then goes and deposits real money into stake.com. And then in return for my real money, they then turn it into fake crypto gambling money. Now, let me ask, because I don't know. Can you tell me? Because I don't know. What happens if I lose? Do I get my money back? Clearly I didn't do this because I'm not an idiot. But if I put in $5,000, do I get my money back? if I lose it all, like if I put $5,000 into stake.com and then put it on red and a couple different numbers and things here and there, and then my account says zero now, do I get that money back in my Wells Fargo PNC account? No. Okay. So I get no money back, right? That's what happens if I lose. I get no money back. Like the real money stays in there. Okay. And so now what happens? Let me ask you this though. Let me ask the next question. What if I win? What if I win? I know it sounds crazy, but what if I put my real money into stake.com and then they turn it into their crypto fake gambling money? And then what if I play the games, the like the rocket ship and the tic-tac-toe and the flip it over and the Price is Right style games? And if what if I win? Because Drake wins all the time. Drake puts like $1 million down on his like stake.com roulette games and then he wins. And then he's up like 6 million. I think he said he turned like $1 million into six the other day. Drake wins all the time. So I'll win too, right? So theoretically, if I win, then what happens? Then it's my lucky day. I might win, right? Then do I get to withdraw my money? You can't withdraw your money. You can or you can't. Well, okay. Well, we're not entirely sure. We're not entirely sure what happens. I don't think you get your money. I don't ever think anyone gets their money, actually, except for like Aiden Ross and all of their friends, right? Like the Nelk boys. Dude, we're going to talk about the Nelk boys in a minute. Yeah. Okay. So like my theoretical $500 is gone now, right? Listen, we're down. We're down really bad because Drake convinced us to put $5,000 of this podcast budget into stake.com and we're down. And guess what, bitch? We're playing again, okay? We're putting more money in because here's the strategy. If we're already down five. If we put three more in, we'll only be down eight, and I only then need to win 10 to be back up, okay? So, and then we'll withdraw. We'll talk to the people at Twitch and we'll figure out how to withdraw the money so then we don't lose that extra 10 that we just made, okay? Like we should place definitely one more bet. All right, let's do one more bet right now. Let's do one more bet right now on stake.com. Hold on. I don't think this is illegal, right? We're not streaming it and I'm not going to show the screen. I'm just going to go to stake.com. And here we go. Okay, so let's make a bet. And so what are we doing? 8,000? Do you think Megs would be pissed if we did 8,000? Like, what do we want to do? 8,000 on the Rocket game, and then we'll watch it go. And then it'll at least hit 4X, right? On the Rocket game. If we put in 8,000 on the Rocket game, I'm getting stressed out. We lost 8,000. Okay, it's fine. Listen, we won't tell Megs. We won't tell Megs and she'll never find out. She doesn't watch this podcast anyway. So listen, you know where we really, yeah. You know where we really lost it though? You know where we really lost it? We really lost it in this damn Frenchie, dude. This damn Frenchie of a dog I have. Listen, a year and a half ago, I promised Megs. I promised her. I said, listen, she said, hey, let's get the boy a dog. And I said, hey, no, that's a terrible idea. And then Meg said, 2 days later, she said, hey, either we get the boy a dog because he needs a friend growing up and I want a fucking dog, or hey, it's time for another kid. And then I said, hey, let's go get a dog. And so I said, what kind of dog you want? Because I knew there could be no answer. There could be no answer that would equal the amount of money to a kid. Do you understand? And it's not that I don't want to have another kid because of money, because we can afford it. Okay. Look at what I'm wearing. Do you see what I'm wearing? It says exhausted on my designer sweatshirt. Okay. My sweatshirt, my chargers, my designer sweatshirt. Yes, it's designer. Okay. You don't have one, do you? How many of these sweatshirts have you seen in your life? How many of them? One? Guess what? That means it's exclusive. One of one that you've seen. So therefore, it's really expensive. So I can afford another kid, but don't want the response. And, you know, things are going on with this kid now. Listen, things are good with this kid now, okay? The first couple years, it was touch or go for me. I wasn't sure if I liked him. I wasn't sure if we were going to keep him around. Like, it might have been a temporary thing for us. I don't know. You know what I mean? Megs and I, we questioned it. We talked to some people. It was weird. Like, for the first 2 to 3 years, it was a little weird with the kid. Now that he's three, you know, we kind of, he's kind of talking now. We kind of like him. He's doing things with us. He's like sitting down at restaurants now with us. We just took him to see an interview and he got accepted to a school that cost him $180,000 to go to, according to the paperwork. I don't know. I just sign it. That's what it says. That's the math we did. I don't know, dude, whatever. So, you know what I mean? Like, he's kind of cool now. So it's all good in the hood with the kid. So, you know what I mean? Like, do we really want, you don't want to bring along another one because the new one might screw that up. Who knows? And like, are we ready? I don't know. We're talking about moving. There's some things in the works. We'll see. Well, we'll probably have another kid eventually. But for right now, the conversation at the time was a year and a half ago. Why don't we just get a dog? Okay. And so she'd been talking about the Frenchie for so long, and she's doing research. She's got videos. She's got pictures. She's got breeders. She's got this. She's got A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3 lined up. She gives me a PowerPoint presentation, and she says, hey, here's why I think we should get this dog from this breeder and why I think this is the one I want, and I've already picked him out. I think we should go get him. We have to wait 3 months, and then we go. And I said, bet. And so we waited. We waited like 3 months. We had a calendar date. She made a weekend out of it. Kodak and Halsey surprised us where we went and picked him up. But the night before, we partied a little bit. We had fun. We went to IKEA. We spent too much money there. And then I went and picked up the dog and handed that lady way too much more money. How much money to be exact? I think it was a little over $3,000. I think we paid all in all $3,000 just to acquire said dog. I'll have a running tally of the total amount of money we talk about in this bit on the screen. So far, it's $1,000, okay? And, or not $3,000. And so, naturally, I handed her my credit card, and we drove to Maryland, and so we picked up the dog. And listen to me. This embarrassment of a damn dog has now cost me $3,000. And folks, listen, when I tell you, I need you to go to wadpod.com/blue and get $20 off your first order of Blue Chew today and only pay $5 for shipping. Okay. And I need you to shop with our friends at Entertainment Earth and use promo code WADPOD. You'll get 10% off and free shipping on orders over $39. Or you can go to ee.toys/WADPOD and the promo code will automatically be applied at checkout. Okay? I need you to do those two things because so far we're at $3,000 and what I'm about to tell you might shock you next. Okay? This is no fucking joke. You see the ring on this chick's hand, okay? We're there plus $3,000 now for the dog, okay? I've got a $10,000 dog in my hand, people. Hey, ladies, listen. Real shit? Listen, you want to hear some real shit? You thought Kim Kardashian, Ashley Tisdale, Kylie Jenner, the people you look up to, the people on the late night, the Jimmy Fallons, the fucking whoever of the world, you thought those people had dope ass nose jobs? My embarrassment of a Frenchie we call Lou Bugs got one better. My damn Frenchie has a better $2,000 nose job that some of you bitches have been dreaming of since you've been 16 years old. You bitches dream about the nose job my Frenchie just got, okay? Dropped another $2,000, okay? So between the Frenchie himself, the $2,000 nose job, the $2,500 crate training he has, the vet visits, and you better fucking believe it. You better believe it, okay? Meg's ass isn't letting me buy the fucking food for the dog at the grocery store, okay? We need the $80 small bag brand of food and the $30 freeze-dried chicken and the $40 bag of raw bits once a month. So that food's about, I don't know, another $2,000 a year. Homeboy's up to 12 this year. So what are we talking about? I need you to use promo code WADPOD at checkout, or I will directly karate chop you in the throat, because I now not only have to pay for a $12 Frenchie, $12 Frenchie. I fucking wish he should have been $12. He looks like $12, okay? The little shit looks like $12, dude. But I'll tell you what, so far, he's costing me $12,000, dude. Next to the training, the surgeries, the food, himself, the insurance, the credit card bills. And listen, Paris Hilton, I get it. I understand now why she's so upset. Paris Hilton is offering a big reward to the person who can return her beloved dog, Diamond Baby. The hotel heiress posted the call to arms on Instagram Monday, sharing that she believes her famed Chihuahua escaped when a mover left one of her doors open. Those motherfuckers. Listen, those lazy motherfuckers can't be bothered to close the door behind them. And now Paris Hilton is missing Diamond Baby. If that was Lou Bug, I'd be at someone's door too. Knocking like, hey, bitch, where's my Frenchie? He's worth a lot. Okay. This is so incredibly hard for me to post because I've been at loss for words. Diamond Baby at Hilton Pets has been missing. He has his own fucking Instagram at Hilton Pets. Jesus Christ. Diamond Baby at Hilton's Pets has been missing since last Wednesday. I was at a photo shoot and we're moving houses and one of the movers must have been left the door open. Crying face emoji, heartbreak emoji, Hilton. Paris Hilton's 41 years old. Captioned a series of photos and videos of her beloved dog. Look at this fucking stud muffin. My family and friends have been helping me search high and low throughout my entire neighborhood and have gone door to door, and we still have not found her. The Simple Life alum says she has already hired a pet detective. Ace Ventura is on it, bitch. And if it's not Ace Ventura, it better be fucking Dog. It better be Dog the Bounty Hunter who finds the Chihuahua. I know he's on it. I know he's capable. He better get to it. We're looking into finding the dog with drones now. Perfect. We've got drones in the sky of Los Angeles looking for the damn dog. Okay, perfect. That's perfect. I'm doing everything in my power to get her back, she wrote. I mean, she's devastated. She's devastated. She is devastated. You know what Paris Hilton is as well? She's also a DJ. She's a damn good DJ too. She's a better DJ than me. I'm a pretty damn good DJ, and I think a lot of people know that. But Paris Hilton is better. The DJ explained that while she is scared to involve the public because people can be cruel, she has decided that Diamond Baby safety is above all else. Of course it is. Of course. If Lubug gets out, whoever finds him's getting a crisp 20, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, if Lubug gets lost and someone has to find him and physically bring him to me because I don't catch him handedly myself, oh, they're getting a reward. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll give you a 20 in a Chipotle burrito, hands down, all day. Okay? Hilton concluded her message by saying there'll be a big reward for her return, no questions asked. I mean, dude, if you see this dog, you know what I mean? Paris Hilton has already employed a detective, a dog whisperer, and a psychic. She has so many professionals on this, and it's up to us. We need to find this dog. As of 3 days ago, it is still missing, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, we have comments here from Alice. Of course, Alice's opinion is so important. Alice says, I'm not a fan of Paris Hilton, but I pray she gets her beloved dog back. Thank God for Alice and her opinion. So listen, here's the thing. You know, I don't know. It's sad. It's sad that Paris Hilton has lost her dog. And I'm choked up. Because if this was Lubug, like, could you imagine if Lubug was out there alone? Could you imagine if Lubug was out there alone? I mean, it's so sad to think about. My poor defenseless Frenchie. I mean, he get eaten. Oh, there's a coyote. There's a coyote in my backyard right now. The HOA will do nothing about it. And we see the coyote. He pops up. He pops up every once in a while. And then we see one less member of the deer family that lives in our backyard after that happens. So, you know, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before Lubug gets eaten. And so, you know, Paris Hilton is looking for her dog. We pray. We're praying. And we've donated to the cause some of the money that we won on Rubet with our friends, the Nelk Boys. Thanks to them using their promo code. We got a bonus and everything else. So it was great signing up and spending time and money over there with them gambling on Rubet. We donated $5 to the cause of finding Paris Hilton and the fees it cost. Because listen, hiring this pet detective, that was $65,000. Okay. The psychic who is still in a trance, she's literally been in a trance for 36 hours now. She said 72 is the max, so we're going to wake her up tomorrow if she doesn't do it automatically. But she's still in a trance to try to find the dog using her ESP psychic abilities. And then running the website, findmydogparishilton.com, costs a lot of money. We have the best servers with our friends, our friends over at ExpressVPN are providing security and everything else for our online endeavors and collecting donations online through PayPal and everything else. So by all means, go to wadpod.com/VPN and you will get 30 days free on your yearly plan with ExpressVPN, and you'll be browsing the internet securely, of course. And you know, as I mentioned, our friends, the Nelk Boys, they're just boy, oh boy, they're brewing up a storm over here at YouTube. And it's very interesting. Interesting the relationship that some celebrities have. Listen, we reported that right here it says celebrities aren't even having sex anymore. But you know what I think is happening is I think what the article meant to say is they're not having sex with each other or themselves. It's more maybe now they're animal. Like it says, Drew Barrymore says she can go years without sex. What's wrong with me? End quotes. And like, hey, I just don't think anyone really wants to have sex with Drew Barrymore. I think that just might be a thing. But it just continues. It says the Never Been Kissed actors confession comes just 1 month after Andrew Garfield from Spider-Man revealed he cuts out sex for his role in Silence, which is interesting. So you know what I mean? But maybe now. Maybe now more celebrities are moving just on to their animals. Like, Steve will do it from the Nelk Boys.
We broke up for 8 months. Right? Is that how I started talking to her? I started messaging Donald on Instagram.
I really miss her dogs, man.
Yeah, dogs are dope. Selena, yeah. Our dog star he's been like, you come home and there's just cum everywhere.
What? Yeah. Are you talking about?
Like, come over the couches.
And like, shit. You see it? You see the cum?
Like, yeah, visually? You see cum stains, and his dick is, like, all big and throbbing.
Okay, so clearly, Steve will do its dog, like, father like son, you know what I mean? Like, big dick, always throbbing, cum everywhere, you know what I mean? Like, Steve will do it and his dog have so much in common. This is why, I mean, I'd probably nominate him for Father of the Year, I think. Should we do that? Should we nominate Steve will do it, Dog Dad of the Year? Maybe? Should we keep on?
So, like, it sucks, but, like, this is, like, kind of crazy I'm saying this, but...
Tell us.
One, I'm the cool dad now.
Okay.
And oh, perfect.
I'm the favorite.
You're the favorite of the cool
and
dad.
And two, yes. You can control where the cum goes.
What are you talking about? How do you do this?
So, I get IVs all the time.
Yeah, I know.
You know they wear gloves?
Yes.
So, lately, I've been just like, bro, so you just go, you put on the glove... And he said, Donald, you just go in on his stomach, or like on his stomach right here. Or like you go cow style.
Cow style.
Because the cow style is better for catching. And then you go and usually just play like I like cartoons, like Disney, like family friendly and shit. And he just, I've been just like jerking off Donnie.
Jerking your dog off.
I swear.
That's, wait, hold on. So you're telling me right now that you've been jerking your dog off and that's why you're a cool dad?
No, there's. It might sound crazy, but it's strictly business.
Okay.
It's where, and it's kind of, I watch something to occupy myself, and it's more of just a little workout. But the thing is, like, dude, I'm the cool dad, because imagine if you couldn't jerk off, and, like, it was like, what the fuck do I do? He comes by, like, fucking a pillow, you know?
That's his normal move.
Dude.
Yeah.
But imagine you trying to come by, like, fucking a pillow. Like, it's probably, like... hard.
Yeah, it's probably not the best,
but then imagine you had someone come in and go
help you out.
Yeah, and then
honestly, that's dope of you, bro.
But I think, like, there's plenty of reasons I gotta control where the cum goes.
Okay.
And I feel like he likes me better than he likes me way better than Selena now. I'm the cool dad, dude.
I'll be honest, I didn't see this conversation going.
I knew it. Okay, that's it. Listen, me neither. I didn't see the conversation going in that direction either, but now I get it. Okay, first, it was like, hey, what are we doing? Okay, but now I completely understand. Okay, listen, it makes sense. It makes sense. Listen to me. It makes sense. It makes so much sense. Okay, one, you control where the cum go. The last thing you want to do, the last thing I want to do is come home and in my bed on my big giant blanket that I paid $350 for that I love so much. The last thing I want from the big blanket company, not a sponsor, but sponsor as she should. The last thing I want is to see Lou Bugs come everywhere. Okay, so to prevent that from happening, I'm just going to go sit down like once a day, once every other day, maybe. We'll figure out a schedule depending. I'll just go and put on a glove and handle the shit for Lubug. You know what I mean? You control where the cum goes, and you the problem pretty much solves itself. And then he likes me more. I become the cool dad. Megs is now out, so now she can have Ollie all to herself. And then Lubug and I will be bonded, and he'll listen to me no matter what, because I'll be like, hey, you know what? Don't chew on that, or I won't. I'm not gonna. If you Lubug, put it down. Put the shoe down, or I won't, you know what I mean, later. Hey, put it down. You know what I mean? Dude, Steve's got a fucking point here. And honestly, it's dope of him. You know what I mean? And so I pitched this to Megs, and I asked her, I said, hey, do you think this would be cool, if this would be something that I would do? I think Lubug and I would really bond, you know, and I think he would listen to me more, and I think it would be beneficial for everyone in the house. And like, you know, he'd be just kind of a gentleman throughout the house, and like I could threaten him with that, and it's everything else. But like, you know, I think Lubug and I would really take our relationship to the next level, me and my dog. So I pitched it to Megs. We're going to do a test, I think. And Megs really, unfortunately, she's not about it. Yeah, no, she's not about it. So I think what we're going to do maybe is probably, I'll do it like when she's not home. Like, she's not home right now. Lubug's downstairs right now. Do you want to go get him? Can you go get him right now? And then under the sink in the kitchen, there's gloves. There's rubber gloves. And then in the bottom drawer of my nightstand, there's a bottle. Yeah. Grab that, the gloves, and grab Lubug too. And a towel. Well, we have these blankets. I have this Tim 20 minutes hat. Just use that. All right, dude. So yeah, go get Lubug. All right, we're going to go get him right now. And while she's out getting us line, we're getting Chick-fil-A. Yo, fuck. There's two things. You know, what's crazy about Paul and I's relationship. Shout out to Paul. Episode 9 of Better Call Paul. The Patreon exclusive, only on Patreon exclusive only, series from this podcast. On Patreon, out now, patreon.com/ what are we doing? It's $1 to join and you get everything. So just sign up now and you'll love it. Paul hates two things, Chick-fil-A and Elon Musk and Teslas. And I love both of them. And I told him my goal for the end of 2023 is to have a Tesla. By the end of 2023, I want a Tesla. You know what I mean? So we'll see. So listen, here's the thing. The working class, I feel like, listen, we're done, right? Like, everyone's done. Like, everyone has a podcast now, you know? And like, everyone's just kind of done working. Like, everyone's understaffed. Like, I think what, Biden declared the pandemic over, but like the economy shit. Like, there's no one working half the time. Like, the drive-throughs at our local McDonald's now is an old man who can't get up and he can't use the intercom because he doesn't understand the technology. So someone in the front takes the orders for him and he just takes the money, and they hired him because they had to. Like, that's like where we're at. And like, you know, like when you go to like eat in a restaurant, you know what I mean? When you eat in a restaurant, there's just like a weird vibe. Like, Megs and I went to like this place for hibachi for lunch the other day. And like, we sat at the bar and like, yeah, it was cool, 'cause like there was kind of no one there, but like, there's just this weird vibe. Like, and we're trying to go out more, and like, Ollie's getting watched more now that he's older. Everyone wants to watch him. And so now there's just like this weird vibe where there's no way to like, I don't know, man. It feels weird. Like COVID's over, but like it still feels weird. Like people still have masks on. And like, it's just, you know what? It's like, listen, here's what I think you should do. I think if there's an easy way to do it, you know what I mean? Listen, if you work for someone, if you have a boss, unless your boss right now has you like out of the office doing something, presumably drinking craft beer, eating at a chain or like also craft beer restaurant and calling it a work day, but you're out of the office because you're celebrating like your 9th or 10th year or 11th year office anniversary. Hey, tomorrow, be the last person to arrive at like 9:15 and then be the first person to leave at like 4:45 and do that for the rest of the time that you work for someone else. If you have a boss and you're working for someone else, there is absolutely no reason in 2022 going into 2023 that you should be showing up early for work, doing more than you're supposed to as far as your job requirements, and staying any later than 4:30 and 4:45, 5 o'clock is pushing it, Monday through Friday. And if you're working on the weekends, hey, tell someone to go fuck themselves, okay? You need to be doing the bare minimum, okay? Listen, get a job at every Thursday. Burger King has open interviews. Go there. They're paying $15 an hour. Okay. That's more than you're making probably right now working for that ad agency downtown. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Okay. So if you work for someone, do the bare minimum. Now, if you're like me, if you own the business, if you're grinding, if you need to pay these bills and you need to work 18 to fucking 17 to 19 to 23 hours a day and not sleep and fucking just push and put out content and podcasts and do this and do that and grind and hustle and work, by all means, pimp, do you. Yes, do that. Join me on the dark side. But if you get a check every 2 weeks delivered to you pretty much no matter what, because that's how that company operates that you work for, and or if there is a sign anywhere on the building that you work in and punch in and on the address that writes you said checks every week that says owned by so-and-so or so-and-so, hey, do the bare minimum. And when you leave your shift at night, take a whole bag of frozen chicken nuggets home with you, okay? Listen, the majority of my town that I live in, this shithole Mechanicsburg, okay, we just demolished like a trailer. I think we demolished someone's trailer to make room for a plot that's about as big as this room, as big as my desk space here. And we bulldozed it, and we're putting grass down, and we're going to put a bench there, most likely donated or paid for by my taxes or whatever else establishment paid for it, because we know no one else did. And now it's going to be more of a downtown in Mechanicsburg. Listen, downtown Mechanicsburg consists of a funeral parlor, an ice cream shop, a hardware store, another ice cream shop, I think another funeral parlor, maybe a yoga studio, and like a financial company just moved in down the street. Other than that, downtown Mechanicsburg, oh, the gingerbread man, Okay. And you know, if you know in this podcast, anytime you go to the gingerbread man and you're sitting outside, someone hands you a Tupperware container of weed and says, hey, hold on to this for me. And then you're already drunk. They're more than that. And then they're yelling about peanut butter pie in the parking lot. It's happened. Okay. It's the gingerbread man. So downtown Mechanicsburg really isn't downtown. Okay. But they're doing construction everywhere, it seems. They're doing it on my street. They're getting closer to the house. They're doing it over here. They're doing it over there. They're doing it on the way to the pike. They're doing it on this street, that street, this street. If you live here, you know, you know. And so yesterday, this hard working man was flagging me down. He's got his flags. He's waving it. He's wagging me down. He's telling me to go this way because I need to go straight and the road's closed. So now I have to turn left and he's wagging me down. And like, I don't know what's going on. So I'm turning left because of the construction and he's flagging me down with his flag and he's doing all the physical arm movements and all the work and everything else. And it's fantastic. And he's doing his job. And as I slowly approach him, I roll my window down and I'm going into my left turn. And I said, hey, thanks, man. Don't work too hard. It's not all that. And he goes, you know what? You're right. Thanks, man. Have a nice day. And so I drive away. And I thought nothing of it. But then guess what? I had to go pick up the boy from school. And I had to go home the same way. And so here's what happened. We were driving around. This is like an hour later, okay? The road's still closed, obviously, because the construction continues. And so we're going back the same way. And where I thought I was going to greet a man waving me down with the flags the same way he did an hour and a half ago when I passed him the first time, I'm greeted with a big orange sign that has nothing on it but a big black arrow pointed in the direction I'm supposed to go. And this man is now sitting in the back of his pickup truck with his wired headphones in his ear. He's watching a video on his phone, dancing his little feet, dangling off of the back of the pickup truck. And I kid you not, I guarantee you, I'm pretty sure Meg said on her way home, she saw the same thing. He did that for the rest of the day. When I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to not do your job when you are at work, because this country is built on the backs of people that sit in the back of the pickup truck when they're supposed to be directing traffic so you don't crash into the construction vehicles on the other side, or the people who are making my delicious cheeseburgers. I mean, it is fantastic. Keep it up. Keep it up. Show up to work at 9:30. Go home at 4:30, and when your boss talks shit behind your back, just know, A, I've been there when the boss talks shit. B, I've been there when the boss never backed up the shit they talked, so you will be good. They will not fire you because they don't have the balls, the employees, or the money for unemployment to fire you. You're good, okay? And when I tell you I've been on the other side where I am the boss and I talk shit for people leaving early, it's just us talking shit. So I've got proof, I've got the pudding, and I've got the backup to know that it is okay for you to show up late, take that phone call, take another smoke break, do the bare minimum, and don't get paid for shit because your pay is already shit. Your boss can afford to pay you twice as much, and they're not going to do anything about it. You know why? Because it's inflation, and they're affected too, and so are our clients, and we don't have the money to blah, 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 blah. Yeah, where'd all the PPP money go, bitch? Huh? Do the bare minimum in this country. Just want to give a shout out real quick to Post Malone. My man Post Malone, dude, he fell over. He fell over. Post Malone falls apart. Post Malone falls down. Google it. Dude, it's so hard to watch. Oh, it's so hard to watch. the fuck out of here, TMZ. It's so hard to watch. The stage opens up and bam. This isn't even the good one. Oh, this isn't even the good one. Show the good one. Oh my gosh. There's a close up. There's a close up, dude, right here. There's a, oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Ooh, there he is. Ouch. Okay, wait, here we go. Here we go. Here's the whole thing. Here's the whole thing. Oh, poor Posty. Look at him. So, dudes, the stage opened up and he like just it. The stage opened up and he turned around and he fell into the stage. He fell into the stage, dude. And it's just absolutely insane. So what was supposed to happen, and this is what he said, he responded. He said that the guitar was supposed to come up from out of the stage, and I guess somehow it malfunctioned. Here's, I think this is him. Is this him talking about it?
Thank you for putting up with my dumb ass.
Post Malone was...
Oh, fuck you. Himself. I don't want to watch you. You're... All right. Just can we get the actual...
Hey, St. Louis... fucking love you guys so much. Thank you for the patience. Thank you for putting up with my dumb ass. There was a big so whenever we do the acoustic part of the show, the guitar's on the guitar stand and it goes down, and there's this big ass hole, so I go around there and I turn the corner and bust my ass. And
okay, so no one's gonna actually fucking tell me about it. Post Malone responded. I'll find the video and fucking put it in here. But dude, he fucking fell, he broke three ribs, and then he apologized. The man apologized. This is why Post Malone is a fuck. First of all, he eats shit on the stage. He breaks three ribs. He's in pain and agony laying there on the stage. They get him up. They take him backstage. He comes back out and does three more songs before he ends the show. Okay? The Weeknd's not doing that. The fucking country singers canceling their shows because of their voices aren't doing that. Justin Bieber just canceled another world tour. I know it's because of health and it's not like the same thing. And like him and Post are friends, so it's fine. But like, dude, Post Malone just busted his three ribs wide open in the stage malfunction, and he comes back out. And then the next day, after doing three more songs, the next day releases this video and apologizes. He apologizes and says, like, sorry for being a dumbass. Like, it was his fucking fault. And then says when he's back in that city, he's going to do a 2-hour long show instead of the normal 1-hour long show. And I'm like, yo, Mix, we need tickets to that show because A, it's going to be hype as fuck. B, it's going to be a 2-hour show. And C, like, how fucking dope would that be? Like, I'll pay for those tickets. So we're definitely going to, like, be on the lookout for that shit. But he's okay. He's back. He's finishing the tour. Unfortunately, he's only at places like around us on like weekdays for the first leg of his tour. So I'm hoping, knock on wood, he announces a second leg and does some weekend shows, maybe here, maybe in Hershey, because all the weekday shows, like, we can't really make happen with our schedules and Ollie and everything else. So dude, it's like, it's kind of nuts. What happened? So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of the What Are We Doing podcast. My name's Levi McCurdy. Thank you so much for rocking with me until episode 58. Listen, we just got approved for like the Spotify integrated ads thing, and I'm going to throw a bunch on this episode. So this might be like deemed as the ads episode. We're going to see what happens. I'm testing it. So like maybe don't expect all of them that are on. I might do like 8 on this episode. I might do 6. I might do 2. I don't know. I don't know what this software does. I don't know what it's like. I don't know how it's going to work. I think it's like their ads. I don't even think I film or do anything for them, dude. So we'll see. But so if you've heard like 8 ads by now, thank you so much for rocking with me. I think I make money because you've listened this far. So I might, who knows, maybe I'll just put like 12 at the beginning of every episode. I think that'd be just dope. I'll just put 12 at the beginning of every episode and then we'll make millions of dollars off this podcast. We'll make more than, let's make more off this podcast next year than Joe Rogan does on his Spotify podcast. How's that sound? Listen, sign up for our Patreon. It's patreon.com/whatarewedoing. It's only $1. Shout out to our Patreons this week, Justin and Megan, same as last week because no one else has joined our Patreon, even though it's $1. You get all these episodes early and for free. And you know what? I'll put the ad-free ones from Spotify, ad-free from Spotify on Patreon's a new perk. And guess what? It's only $1. And so that's it, dude. And so you can join our Patreon for $1. Check us out there. Check out Recap and Record podcast, recaprecord.com/YouTube/Spotify/Apple for all of those links. Anything House of the Dragons, that episode comes out every Tuesday-ish when we can record those. Me and Carlos, host of the 280 Plus podcast, shout out to them as well. So join our Patreon, go to wadpod.com/links for everything you need. Thank you to our sponsors of this podcast, this channel. The links are in the descriptions down below. Support us there. If you need VPN services, Entertainment Earth for all your nerd gadgets and toys. They just released new House of Dragon Damian Funko Pops. Go get them at 10% off and free shipping on orders over $39. Blue Chew, your first order is always free with the wadpod.com/blue. And of course, my name's Levi McCurdy. Thank you guys so much for listening. Peace. This is the What Are We Doing podcast.